Okay, Nancy, can you tell me what sounds like this?
Isn't that a plane going over Ballard?
Well, of all the things you could have said, I'm so glad you picked that one, but you're still wrong. It's the sound of my new vacuum sealer, something I've coveted for years. My wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot, scoffed at me, but now she's a believer. This thing's cool, Nancy.
Where'd you get it?
I got it at Costco.
Where we get everything.
And the thing really works, and now everything in my freezer is all compressed and lumpy.
You know, I got one of those things, too. My dad had one, and he never used it, so I actually took his. And now I, so far, have never used it. Explain to me how this thing works. Because this is the time of year when you really want to start putting things away. I've had some incredible salmon that friends have given me that's been a cryovac'd or whatever they do in that food saver. And, man, it tasted, you know, it was like a year-old salmon, and it tasted fresh as can be.
Oh, yeah. You can put a chicken in the freezer and leave it there for 3 years, and it'll come out still clucking. It sucks all the air out, so you don't get the frost. You don't get freezer burn and stuff. And what was your question?
So, no, my question was, so what exactly do you do? Like, how do you work it?
Oh, okay. It comes with bags, but they're not bags yet. It's just really a long roll of sleeves, and there's two procedures that you go through to use the food saver. Procedure number one is you cut off as much sleeve as you think you're going to need, depending on the size of what you're going to freeze. And then you stick it in there and you press the button that says seal, and it melts a seal in the bottom of the thing. So now it's a bag instead of just a sleeve. Then you stick in whatever it is you're going to seal, and then you stick the open end back in the slot, and it automatically sucks the air out, which is when it goes. And once it sucks all the air out, you know, and it's just all wrinkled and crinkly, it then seals the thing closed.
You know, I do that very same thing with the Ziploc bag. I just try to close it, and then I stick my mouth in the end of it, and I go.
Well, you don't really need to with the Ziploc. Like, you can just press the air out, Nancy, but if you feel you must.
It's not a good idea to do that with the raw ground beef that I was talking about last week that I ground at home, you know.
But the problem with the Ziplocs is, for me anyway, no matter how carefully I do that, eventually air leaks back in. With this baby, that air ain't coming back in.
Okay, so can you then write on this thing and so it says what it is?
Yes, it has a little white space on it that you can actually write on.
Right, and then you put it in your freezer, and 6 years later you find it, you open it up, and you give it to the dog, like I always do, right?
No, because it's still good, and as long as the power doesn't go off, you're going to be all set for the aftermath of the zombie wars. When the apocalypse has hit us, you're going to have frozen hamburger that you can use, or maybe throw at the zombies, you know, to keep them off you.
Or you can just take the zombies and put them next to your food saver, and then what is that noise that you made? Seal them right up.
Yeah, I think this has been a very useful food for thought, Nancy.
I think so too, Stein. Let's talk about this again.
Sure, right after the zombie wars. Seattle food writer Nancy Leeson's blog is All You Can Eat. You can find it at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. She writes about everything, including frozen zombies. I'm Dick Stein.